Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to the Conservative Cauldron, Bewitching Radio.
Even 5 years ago, we would have said, oh, no, that'll never happen. Oh, no, that can't be. Oh, no, No, they would never get away with that. No, that won't be happening. And you know what? They're happening. And it's scary. It's a very scary place that our country is in right now. And I almost envy people who don't pay attention to the news and who don't know what's going on, because you know that old saying, ignorance is bliss, that they don't know, I don't want to say they don't have an understanding. If they paid attention to it, I'm sure most of them would. But if you don't know, you're not concerned and you're not frightened. But the fact that we have IRS agents, and this broke last Friday, actually right before I came on air last Friday, and all we knew about last Friday was that there were a few IRS agents in a Cincinnati office who had been targeting Tea Party groups, conservative groups, anybody that had the name Tea Party or Patriot in their name, that they had been singling out, and that they had, anytime that these groups had applied for a 501c3 or 501c4 tax-exempt status, they were asking them all sorts of questions. They were, dragging out the process of them being granted this tax-exempt status. And this was all going on during the election season last year, during the election cycle. And so we didn't know a whole bunch about this last Friday, but boy, we know more than we could ever think of knowing this Friday. Well, there was hearings today, of course. Steve Miller, who was the acting commissioner of the IRS, who submitted his resignation yesterday to President Obama, which wasn't really a big deal to either Steve Miller or President Obama, because Steve Miller was leaving in June anyway. So Steve was kind of like, hey, I'm going to cut out about a month early if that's all right with you. And but during the hearing today, you know, I can sum up the hearing for you in three words. Here is my impression of former commissioner of the IRS, Steve Miller. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much how it went. And you had a lot of congressmen, you had a lot of senators, you had a lot of people, well, it was mostly congressmen. You had a lot of politicians who, you know, to listen to them and to look at them, you really want to believe that they really are as outraged as they say they are about this. Even Democrats, I'm really having a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that the Democrats really are as outraged and as angry about this as they claim to be. But, you know, maybe it's one of those things that they're but for the grace of God. Oh, Goddess, go I, and that they're thinking maybe that in 4 years that there's going to be a Republican president, and could this happen to them? I think that most conservatives and Republicans can assure them that no, it would not. But, you know, let's leave them guessing. What the hell? So, you know, and I wrote about this over at Conservative Cauldron blog. That's been up since Wednesday night. If you have a chance, please go to conservativecauldron.blogspot.com. It's Friday. And please give it a read. But, you know, it's one of the things that I wrote about this is that one of the fundamental building blocks that this nation was founded upon was the right to speak freely and the right to criticize your government when you think that your government and the agents of your government are wrong. And you are also under the assumption that you can engage in this right, in the right to disagree with your government, and in the right to dissent from the agents of your government without fear of retaliation and intimidation. But these various groups, these Tea Party groups and other conservative groups, there were also some Jewish groups singled out as well. So Now we're talking about religious persecution, and because that's what it is. Let's call it what it is. If you're going to single a group out based on their religious beliefs, that's a form of persecution. And but they were asking them for lists of donors. They were asking them what sort of books the people in the group were reading. They were asking them questions that had nothing to do with the beginning of tax-exempt status for their group. And we now know that it wasn't just a few bozos in one office in Cincinnati. Oh, no. No, this was going on in Washington, D.C. And so what we need to know now, and I think there's going to be a lot of foot-dragging and a lot of stonewalling. My mother used to like to say gold-bricking. There's going to be a lot of gold-bricking going on, because nobody's going to want to say who got the ball rolling here. And because you have a lot of employees, and that was the story in the beginning, well, it was just some low-level employees. And now a lot of these low-level employees are saying, well, we were just doing what we were told to do. Okay, that's fine. Who told you to do it? Who gave the order? And it's the same, and I have an opinion that all of these scandals, and they're all, not only all of them, but all of them breaking at the same time, they're all in some way connected. It's all a collective chaos. And, you know, when people talk about Benghazi and the $64,000 question is, who gave the stand down orders? The $64,000 question here in the IRS scandal is, who got the ball rolling? Who told these people to start targeting these groups and to start singling them out? And the other question I have, too, is, and I hope that a lot of other people are asking the same thing and scratching their heads, is, okay, so Joe Blow's supervisor came in and said, hey, Joe Blow, start singling out these groups, these conservative groups. We want to know what they're up to. We want to know who their donors are. We want to know where they're getting their money. We want to know A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way down the line. And so Joe Blow just went, oh, okay, and got to it and started doing it. Was there anybody, any employees, whether they're low-level, high-level, who cares, were there any employees who got the order to start doing this that said, you know what, this isn't right? And there are employees who would not only have said this about conservative groups, but if liberal groups, if MoveOn.org, if George Soros, if any, if Media Matters, if any of those groups had been started to be singling out, they would have said the same thing. Hey, you know what? This isn't right. Is there anybody out there? And you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg right now, because this is gonna have legs and it's gonna go on for a while. But is there anybody out there, any employees who are involved in this, that even one of them said, this isn't right. I don't want to do this. It goes, I'm not comfortable with it. It goes against my own feelings and my own beliefs, and I don't want to do this. And it's going to be kind of interesting to see if somebody actually does come forward and say, hey, when my supervisor told me to do this, I backed off and I didn't want to do it, and I did my best to not do it. And what also has been seriously interesting to watch this whole week is the media, because, you know, we all know how the media feels about President Obama. It's the be-all, end-all to them. He is the Messiah. He is the anointed one. He is all of that in a bag of chips for them. And so it's been really interesting to hear what they've had to say about it. And Scott Pelley, who is the anchor of the CBS Evening News, was speaking at a college recently, and he kind of summed it up really good. He talked about not just all of these scandals that have broken this week, but he talked about all of the recent big stories. He talked about, you know, Benghazi. He talked about the Newtown massacre. He talked about the Boston bombing. He talked about stories that were all in that same vein, all in those big breaking news stories type of things. And he's noticed something. And let's give it a listen.
Our house is on fire. These have been a bad few months for journalism. We're getting the big stories wrong over and over again. Let me take the first arrow. During our coverage of Newtown, I sat on my set and I reported that Nancy Lanza was a teacher at the school and that her son had attacked her classroom. It's a hell of a story, but it was dead wrong. In a world where everyone is a publisher, no one is an editor. And that is the danger that we face today. We have entered a time when a writer's first idea is his best idea, when the first thing a reporter hears is the first thing that she reports. Twitter, Facebook, and Reddit, that's not journalism. That's gossip. Journalism was invented as an antidote to gossip.
No, it's really kind of refreshing to hear somebody in the mainstream media like Scott Pelley say, hey, you know what? We're getting stuff wrong, and we're getting stuff wrong a lot, and we need to do something about it. So I'm going to take a break, and we are going to come back, and we're going to talk some more about this. You're going to hear Sean Hannity talk about Mr. Tingles himself, Chris Matthews, and all of his everyone is a racist tendencies. And like I said, I'm going to give you an update on the German family who came here to freely homeschool their children. So stick around. I got a lot left here left to cover, and I'm really glad everybody could hang out with me tonight. I'm your host, Becky Noble. You're listening to Conservative Cauldron. Be back in just a bit.
You're listening to the Conservative Cauldron, Bewitching Radio.
Listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio. That means it's Friday night. And if it's Friday night, that's what you're listening to, Conservative Cauldron Radio. I am your host, Becky Noble. I am so glad that you could be with me tonight. Glad that everybody is hanging out. We have finally made it through yet another week. I know it was iffy there for a while. It was for me too. But here we are, celebrating the weekend. So anyway, we were talking about, of course, what else, what everybody is talking about this week, and that is IRS Gate. I don't know why anybody else is calling that. I think it sounds great. IRS Gate. Talking about IRS Gate. And, you know, it really seems like it's been not just fun to watch the media this week, but fun to watch liberals, which I guess is really kind of one and the same. They're interchangeable when you think about it. When they try to defend their guy and try to blow this all off as, oh, well, there's nothing to see here. Move along. It's Benghazi's not a big deal. There's so what if there's four people dead? Just not a big deal. And the whole IRS thing, it's no big deal. And you know, most liberals, when they're backed into a corner and they don't have an argument and they cannot debate the point and they cannot debate the issue with you, regardless of whatever topic it is, well, you're a racist. And nobody knows that better than Mr. Tingle, Chris Matthews. But Mr. Tingle's actually got a little bit of props from Sean Hannity.
We're now only halfway through the worst week by far of the Obama presidency. And let me tell you how bad it is. Even Obama reliable allies in the press have to save even a little face. This is only temporary, I warn you, have had to seemingly turn on him. I'll give you one example. Mr. Thrill Up His Leg himself, the guy who is Obama-gasmic at the sight of Obama. He has an Obama-gasm. Chris Matthews, the guy who wets his pants at the very sight of Barack Obama. Andrea Mitchell also are now criticizing the anointed one. So is former CBS anchorman, big, huge lib, Dan Rather reporting, and Watergate reporter Carl Bernstein. You even have Maureen Dowd of the New York Times and Dana Milbank of the Washington Post. Now, it's now to the point where reporters have to take a number and get in line so they could take their little shots at the anointed one. And frankly, they're shocked. They can't believe this has happened because they don't understand this guy. And I do.
Yeah, you know, they really are beside themselves, and because they did, they thought that he was, well, you know, remember Barack Obama was going to change the world. He was going to pay people's mortgages, and he was going to fill their gas tanks, and he was going to leap tall buildings in a single bound, apparently, and they are just, the media is just flummoxed as to why this has happened. They don't understand it. And so it's really been fun to watch them. And like I said, of course, too, in the case of Mr. Tingle's Chris Matthews, anybody who criticizes the Obama administration, well, you're a racist. And, you know, so in fact, there was a whole conversation between him and the Reverend Al Sharpton the other night about how, oh, at least 10 to 20% of the country must be racist because they just can't stand this president. They can't stand this man being the president of the United States and being in office because he's black. And, you know, I'm not sure which one of them is the bigger boob. I don't think they have two brain cells to rub together between the two of them. But that was fun to watch. It's on YouTube. You can look it up and see for yourself. But it just makes your skin crawl because they've got you realize as you watch them, they've got nothing. They got nothing left. The race card is all they can play. But like I said, this is just the tip of the iceberg, and this is going to have some strong legs to it, and it's going to be going on for quite a while because, you know, we just found out today, too, that there were pro-life groups when they applied for this tax-exempt status that were asked about the content of their prayers. You know, when you see pro-life groups and they're standing outside of an abortion clinic and they're praying. And the IRS wanted to know what the content of their prayers was. It's at that point where you know that something needs to be done, that they have just gotten completely out of control and it's just gone too far. And, oh, by the way, before I go on to talk about the Romke, I know I'm butchering your name. The woman who was in charge of this extravaganza, you think she might be fired? Oh, no, she was not fired. She has since moved on. She has gotten a promotion. Her promotion is going to be in charge of the IRS portion of Obamacare. So I'm sure that's comforting for everyone to know. It surely is for me. What a comforting thought that is. And anyway, like I said, I have an update here on the Romkes. They're the German family who requested asylum because they felt they were being persecuted for their religion in Germany because they wanted to homeschool their children. And homeschooling is illegal in Germany. And so this is from The Blaze. This is from Tuesday. And in 2012, let's see, U.S. immigration judge Lawrence Berman granted Romney's request for asylum, but it was overturned in 2012 by the Board of Immigration Appeals after U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement challenged the decision. How nice of them. Today, in the words of the Homeschool Defense League Association, which has represented the family, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the Obama administration's denial of asylum granted to the Romney family. And the rub in all of this is that should this deportation of this family go through, and if they are required to return to Germany, they will most certainly lose custody of their children. And anybody who's a parent, anybody who's not a parent, it's just, it should be a basic human right to school your children the way that you would like to have them schooled and to have them taught in a way that you want them to be taught. So let's see. Michael Ferris, the founder of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, which has been representing the family, commented in the press release, "We believe the Sixth Circuit Court is wrong, and we will appeal their decision. America has room for this family, and we will do everything we can to help them." Mike Donnelly, HSLDA's Director of Internal Affairs, added, "Germany continues to persecute homeschoolers. The court ignored mountains of evidence that homeschoolers are harshly fined and that custody of their children is gravely threatened, something most people would call persecution. This is what the Romneys will suffer if they are sent back to Germany." So there will be an appeal to all of this, and we hope that there will be some justice for the Romney families, because this story really touched me, because this is the reason that people come to this country. When they're persecuted in their own country, for religious reasons, political reasons, whatever, America is the place that they come to. And I can't even imagine what this family must be thinking when they came to America thinking that they would be free to raise their children the way that they wanted to, and now they could be forced to return to Germany and not only pay huge fines, but also lose custody of their children. And that's just, it shouldn't happen in America in 2013. It just shouldn't. And I think if you want to help the Romneys, you can contact the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. They have a website. If you would like to donate to their legal defense fund or learn anything else about their plight and about their case, and we do hope that they will get some justice here very soon, and that they will be allowed to stay here in this country and raise their children in the way that they see fit. So anyway, that's about all I've got time for tonight. I know that we'll be talking about IRS gate again next week. The plot thickening in the AP reporters scandal and the possible it's Friday. Time for me to go. Bugging of a cloakroom in the Capitol. So anyway, that's it for me tonight. Please go to conservativecauldron.blogspot.com and read the latest. We'll tell you all you need to know about why Barack Obama is being a bully. And, well, we know there's many reasons why he's being a bully. Please look for me on Facebook at facebook.com/BeckyNoble. I am also on Twitter at PatriotWitch. And please look for all of my writings on examiner.com. Thanks for being with me tonight. Glad everybody could make it. And I will see you next week. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.
You're listening to The Conservative Cauldron, Bewitching Radio.